The Spanish wine revolution has reinvented itself over and over again over the decades. We've talked about this many times. We saw how places like Ribera del Duero and Priorat got started in the 80s and 90s. And then later on, we had another wave of regions like Toro and maybe the Garnachas from Aragon who have made it big too. And it just continues. Every few years, I notice a new region and making it big, doing well, becoming popular. And in my opinion, never has this been more self-evident than the recent discovery of an obscure wine grape from the northwest region of Galicia in Spain called the Godello, G-O-D-E-L-L-O. This probably means very little to you because Godello was a relative unknown until recently, even in Spain. Most other people outside of that region had never heard of it, let alone Madrid, where it's become quite popular. And that sort of startled me because even within Galicia, most people didn't order it that much many years ago. Now, one thing that sort of makes wines in Galicia, or at least ordering a wine in Galicia, different from other parts of Spain, is that it is often ordered by the grape variety rather than the region itself. Now, that may not sound like anything important or significant to the international wine consumer, because that's sort of what you do. You order a Pinot Grigio, you order a Cabernet or a Chardonnay. But traditionally, in countries like Spain, and I know I've told you about this before, the tradition is to order by the wine region. A lot of times because people don't know what wine grapes go into the wine, or sometimes they are blends anyway. But anyway, you order a Rioja, you order a Ribera del Duero, a Priorato, you might order a wine from La Mancha, and you don't really give any thought to ordering it by the grape. To give you an idea, for example, you never order, at least I never do, never order a Tempranillo by name, which is pretty surprising because this is the king of Spanish wine grapes. And yet you never hear that. You never hear a person say, I'll have a Tempranillo. And yet, ironically, people are starting to order other wines by the grapes like Mencia. But anyway, in Galicia, though, for a long time, and this sort of surprised me or stood out to me when I went there a lot and would order wine there, people often ordered by the wine grape, with the exception of one region called Ribeiro, which is a town in the province of Orense, and for many, many, many years was sort of like the hub of Galicia's white wine industry. I'm talking maybe 30, 40 plus years ago. That was sort of the wine that was most exported to other parts of Spain. It was cheap, and it often used blends of up to 4 and 5 different kinds of varieties. Ribeiros are really interesting wines. Back then, there was a bit of everything. There was some really good stuff, but there was some pretty iffy versions too. But anyway, that was sort of the special case. But then you had other areas which focused on the wine grape. For example, the Albariño, which comes to mind, is by far Galicia's most international grape. This sort of put this region on the map in that sector. So much so that, in fact, when they were creating a denominación de origen, a DO, for that wine region, originally they wanted to call it Albariño, but that was not allowed. You could not make a wine grape, a wine variety, a brand name. So Albariño, when you're thinking of that wine, it comes mostly from this region called Rías Baixas. I did a podcast about that a few months ago. And then the rest of the time you would order maybe Mencias if you wanted a red wine. Sometimes you'd order a Ribeiro by its grape variety, the main one called Treixadura. But I remember that there was also this other white wine called Godello. And you could get it in a lot of places. It wasn't one that a lot of people ordered that much at first, but I became very fond of it from the beginning because it really was a different wine and a really good one. At the time, most of it was grown and produced in the region of Valdeorras, which is a zone which borders on the region of Castilla and León and the province of León. And it's a valley, basically. The river Sil, the Sil River, runs through it. And we are talking about inland Galicia, okay? There are mountains that sort of rise up on both sides of the river. And some people consider this to be sort of the traditional and most natural way to get into Galicia, sort of the easiest way to access the region of Galicia from Castilla. And that sort of makes sense because before the highways were built, to give you an idea of how long I've been here, that there were no highways that went all the way from Madrid to Galicia when I first got here. They would take you up to a certain point and then you had to hit the national roads, which were just two-lane roads and going through mountains and stuff like that. Traditionally, the best way to get into Galicia was to go up to El Bierzo, and you'd turn off there and you'd go through this area called Valdeorras. And in terms of economy, a lot of it was powered by the mining and shipping of slate, which was then exported to other parts of Spain and abroad. But there was also agriculture, mainly grape growing, and it's been around for a very, very long time. Remember that this is one of the routes to the Camino de Santiago. It's not the traditional route, but it's close enough, and that would follow. Anyway, there's a lot of winemaking that's been going on there. You had a red wine made mainly from a grape called Mencia. We've talked about that before. And then you had the white wine, which traditionally came from this Godello grape. But then there was a period, and this happened in a lot of parts of Galicia, where the winemakers then start to use grapes from other parts of Spain, like Palomino. They called it Jerez. And one of the reasons was that these were grape varieties which maybe didn't make the most sophisticated wine, but they were reliable, they were sturdy, and they could yield a lot of wine, a lot of grapes, and therefore a lot of wine. And that was sort of good for business back then when what you were thinking of was quantity and not necessarily quality. So for a while there, some of the regional wine grapes, the local wine grapes, and there are a lot more, I'm going to have to tell you about that at a different time, began to decline. And there was a certain concern that they might disappear. But some individuals, in this case, at least during the 80s and 90s, began to push to give them greater protagonism. It took a long time. I mean, it took a very long time because I'm telling you, 20 years ago, even in Galicia, they were well known, but they weren't that popular. And yet since then, and especially I'm talking last 5 years, their popularity has soared. And it's even been introduced to and become popular in the Madrid market, which is not easy because Madrid already had its white wine, which came in the 90s from a region just to the northwest of Madrid called Rueda and the Verdejo wine. And that took the city by storm and became sort of the standard white wine that you find there. So there was already a dominant presence by another region there. But Godellos are suddenly appearing in all these bars, and it's pretty interesting. Now, I like Godellos. I recommend them. They're sort of medium-bodied, dry. They have a really nice bouquet, especially the good ones. Citric, I seem to find it a little bit like an apple-y thing. I don't do this very often because I don't consider myself to be an expert in wine tasting. But the bouquet is really nice. It's a crisp wine, but balanced and elegant. Price-wise, like most wines in Galicia many years ago, with the exception of Valbernino, prices weren't too bad at all, but they've gone up with their popularity. Some of this has to do with the limited production. Believe it or not, Godellos actually yield more grapes than Albariño, for example. But still, there's not a lot there. There are a lot of vineyards there. It's beginning to grow, but there is some sort of limitation in terms of space in that area. So the prices have gone up, in some cases a lot, but many are still reasonably priced. The wines, for the most part, are fermented in steel, the way most wine is. Sometimes it comes into contact with wood or a wood barrel, or sometimes it's fermented in wood. But for the most part, it's made like standard white wine. Godello can also be found in the nearby region of Bierzo, where it is the dominant white wine there. And it has some very good ones too, but they are overshadowed by the outstanding red wines made from the Mencia grape. And then further south, in a region called Monterrey, they have become very popular. They are planting a lot of it down there. And a lot of that wine is the wine, the Godello, that you're seeing in other parts of Spain. And part of that has to do with the fact that they are more economical. And they're good Godellos. I have no problem with them. But in my humble opinion, many of those lack the sophistication of the ones that you find in Valdeorras. In my opinion, the best version, the best that they've come up with this white wine grape, is the kind that you find in Valdeorras. But anyway, it is summertime, and obviously a time where white wine becomes more popular, and these are certainly an interesting choice. Go out there and give them a try. We hope you've enjoyed this podcast brought to you by Brian Spain Domain. Please feel free to send us comments or questions because we love the feedback. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Amazon, and Castos. Or if you wish to support Brian Spain Domain, we'd greatly appreciate it. We work very hard to provide you with the best information about Spain, Spanish history, and Spanish culture, and in this case, Spanish wine. You can support us by clicking on our PayPal donate button on our website, or if you want to have access to absolutely all of our podcasts and support us regularly, you can check us out on Patreon at the link provided below. Cheers, or salud, as they say in Spain. Stay well, stay safe, and hasta pronto.